Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 6:45. The number of oil and gas drill rigs operating in New Mexico has reached record levels as development in the Permian Basin booms. The latest figures show there are 103 active rigs in New Mexico. The state previously reached that mark twice in 2014, beating the previous record of 101 in 2006. The New Mexico Oil and Gas Association says the state is behind only Texas and Oklahoma when it comes to active rigs. The group's executive director, Ryan Flynn, says more rigs mean more jobs and revenue for the state. On average, one rig employs around 50 workers. Revenue from oil and gas royalties, taxes, and fees totaled more than $1.7 billion last fiscal year. More than $930 million went to public schools and the state's universities and colleges. A veteran employee of the New Mexico Department of Game and Fish has been named as the agency's new director. The State Game Commission announced the appointment of Michael Sloan on Tuesday. Sloan has worked for the agency for more than two decades. He began his career in 1994. Sloan will manage more than 30 employees and an annual budget of more than $39 million. A proposed temporary nuclear waste site in southeastern New Mexico continues to prompt questions from state officials about its safety. Michael Hernandez reports.
New Jersey-based nuclear equipment company Holtec International is applying for an initial 40-year license from the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission to build what it calls a consolidated interim storage facility in Lee County. The proposed $2.4 billion facility would sit on about 1,000 acres of land owned by the Eddie Lee Energy Alliance, roughly halfway between Hobbs and Carlsbad. The site would hold up to 10,000 canisters, storing 100,000 metric tons of spent uranium fuel from more than 70 nuclear sites across the country. Holtec President and CEO Krishna Singh has called the canisters, quote, unconditionally safe storage units. Democratic State Senator Jeff Steinborn chairs the state legislature's Radioactive and Hazardous Materials Committee, which oversees the proposal. Steinborn says he's received no response from Governor Susana Martinez's office and other state agencies to his questions about the project's safety, storage, and transport.
They will not tell us exactly which rail corridors this material would be coming in, through which communities it would be coming by, including Las Cruces. But I think when you look at where the nuclear waste is stored around the country, I think it's reasonable to assume that this waste will be coming in through all sides of New Mexico.
Steinborn says a recent public meeting in Hobbs confirmed the need to further analyze and evaluate the proposal, which the Las Cruces City Council opposes. The scoping period for public comment ends July 30th. For KRWG, I'm Michael Hernandez.
A poll by the Center for Western Priorities shows voters in a select group of western states, including New Mexico, plan to keep public lands front and center when making their choices in the November election. Ross Brown reports.
Recent Trump administration actions on public lands could play a deciding role in upcoming elections, especially among independent and swing voters in states like New Mexico. A new poll from the Center for Western Priorities says voters in five western states take a dim view of the feds rolling back environmental regulations and opening up more public lands to mining and energy development. Aaron Weiss with the center says the group's research confirms the strength of what some call the outdoor voting bloc.
The takeaway that we saw here among New Mexico voters is that public lands can be a deciding issue and a differentiating issue for candidates from both parties.
Other states in the poll are Arizona, Colorado, Montana, and Nevada. In the five states combined, the poll showed that voters give the Trump administration only a 27% approval rating for its handling of public lands issues. Weiss says a candidate's views on protecting public lands could be a bigger factor for independent and swing voters than their party affiliation. He notes the research showed strong support for increasing conservation measures and balanced energy development, especially renewable energy. But he adds that voters don't want any of that to come at the expense of wildlife.
Only 25% in New Mexico support opening up public lands near monuments and parks for oil and gas drilling, and opposition up towards 70%.
Only 18% of New New Mexicans polled said they're in favor of shrinking national monuments. New Mexico's monuments have so far escaped being reduced in size or eliminated. Lawsuits are still pending over President Donald Trump's decision last December to shrink the sizes of two national monuments in Utah, Bear's Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante. This is Ross Brown, New Mexico News Connection.